And then we can, if we know the crystal structure, then we can go on and calculate the total energy of the crystal. And the total energy will be, I take this repulsive interaction times the number of nearest neighbors, Z, and then add to it the Coulomb interaction with the Madelung constant in it, and this Madelung constant sums over all the rest of the Coulomb interactions throughout the whole crystal. So this is summing the energy over the whole crystal, all the positive and negative contributions, which are mostly canceling each other out. And this is the repulsive interaction. You have to put the Z here for the number of nearest neighbors. And then if you multiply by N the number of atoms in the crystal, you get the total energy in the crystal. And this formula here has two constants in it. One's this rho, and the other one is this lambda, which are not known. So these are two fit parameters that we'll have to fit somehow. And one of the things we can do is differentiate the energy and set it equal to zero to try to calculate the if we at the minimum where there's a minimum of the energy with for a certain spacing r, and so I differentiate with respect to r to find this minimum and set it equal to zero, and when I differentiate I get a formula like this. I have to differentiate, there's an r up here, so I have to differentiate the exponential function. And that gives me a factor of rho out here. And when I differentiate this r, it's r to the minus 1. So when I differentiate, I get a minus sign, which cancels this minus sign, and I get an r squared. And if I do an X-ray diffraction experiment, I can determine this r0 to an accuracy of 1 part in 10 to the fifth. And so I can do an X-ray diffraction experiment, and I get an equation that still has two unknowns, but I've got one equation for two unknowns. And then I would need one more equation, and I will be able to determine rho and lambda. So this is one equation